and pretend like you just don't care.
David has no chance with her.
I'm still right here, Chris.
Are you trying to communicate with me telepathically?
That's my 7th birthday. Whoa, did you see that? Hold on a sec.
What?
I just saw something weird. You guys, you gotta feed it. Right there. Look in the mirror.
Dude, that can't be.
That's definitely me. We need to figure out what I'm doing on the stage. Hear that? It's in my dad's old workshop. It's like a clicking or something.
What the hell is that?
Here we go. Project Almanac. Temporal relocation prototype?
What does that mean?
It means time travel.
We should try to build it.
You guys are crazy. We can't build a time machine.
Did you see the tape? I mean, I think we already did build it.
All right, you guys ready, Fist?
So let's take this thing off for a spin.
You're trying to communicate with me
telepathically.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Do you think we can go to jail for cheating on the lottery?
You guys only have 5 out of 6 numbers.
You have to go back and do it again. I am not winning the lottery twice.
It's still over $1 million, guys.
Cody, if we had the power of time travel, what do you think we would do?
Let's see. We would be the pioneers of alcohol.
You're probably so, yes. Yeah,
I don't doubt that. Not that in my mind at all.
I'd have probably fucked every woman in the world by now.
Yeah, I think I can see that.
Yeah, and forcibly, too.
Jesus Christ.
I would have made a scene happen where CJ really did have that baby and woke up to it. I'd be like, Cody, let's go back in time and fuck with him. I would go back in time and make it that Rocky was never made to see how Wayne would be now. See how his reactions and everything would be. See if he'd be the same person he is today if Rocky was never made.
That'd be an awesome experience, actually.
Yeah. I'd fuck with a lot. I'd make it to where Sammy's people live. So she can just see how non-special Indians are now. and I'd make it where black people wasn't in slavery, but white people were. So he can have the white people complaining about the reverse racism. I'd do a lot of fucked up shit. You know, a lot of people talking about like, oh, I'd go back in time and kill Hitler. No, you wouldn't. Hitler had your ass dead anyway before you fucking get close to him. Motherfucker had an army and shit. You just gonna go back there and think you just gonna get that close to Hitler?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd go back in time to where I talked to that younger P1 where he was debating of putting stock into fucking Marvel. And that P1 at the time said, nah, I'm gonna hold off on that. And then a year later, Marvel's stock shot up and it's still fucking going up. Yeah, so yeah, I'd slap the fuck out of that P1 for making that stupid ass decision. That was the dumbest fucking decision in my life, people. I just want you to know that. You know how much money I could have had now?
Yeah,
kind of
fucked up, man.
Remember when I saw, when they got done with the Avengers and that stock was just at an all-time high, I just looked at myself like Dave Chappelle did when he was in Chains and shit and said, damn, I fucked up. Shit. If you got a gut feeling about some people, take it. And I would think Project Almanac kind of relates that message in a way. But let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this. So we got 3 friends and a sister. The sister is Kathy, played by Amy Landecker, I think, or whatever, or something like that. I could be fucking that up. I don't know. Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care. We got these friends here, and it started off, they're fucking geniuses. I mean, this kid, David Raskin, played by Johnny West, I've never seen any of these people before in my life, neither. This is like some straight-up Chronicle shit. I've never seen any of those
seriously.
People came up. And, you know, it did have some tidbits of Chronicle in there. I'll give it that. We got these three, and it starts off the bat genius. We got Davis trying to get into MIT. At first, I thought he said ITT, and I was like, it ain't that damn hard now. Come on, you ain't got to invent shit. All you got to do is walk in the door, you know? shit. But he created some, you know those helicopters you can control with your iPad or your iPhone or something like
yes.
that? He created one of those, but motion sensors through his fingers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the dude is when I saw that shit, because at first, I was just like, okay, what's the big deal? You created a... What we already have today is a helicopter you can control with a Wi-Fi signal through your phone or whatever. And then when they shut the power off to the iPhone and shit, And then he started moving it with his hands and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, dude, some Tony Stark shit right here.
Yeah, that's Tony Stark right here.
Shit. So obviously he gets accepted in MIT, but they only gave him a $5,000 scholarship, which I was like, yep, typical college. I don't know what it is about colleges and fucking giving you $5,000. Like, what the hell is that gonna do?
No idea.
It's like, why is that even an offer? Like, seriously.
Yes. What's the point?
If you get accepted with a scholarship, they should pay for the whole damn thing. Not here's $3,000, father. I was just like, what the hell is that cover?
Goddamn thing.
That covers 2 weeks room and board. Shit. So, and the school, because MIT and was a pretty big deal in the school, and this university they set up, I'm pretty sure it's a big deal in the real world too. It was about a $70,000 tuition and shit. And I was just like, $5,000? Jesus Christ.
Wow. Jesus.
What a fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
This dude created some shit, motion sensor, almost like nanotech shit in a way. And they gave him files, just like, that's the type of shit that he just go like, why do you even fucking try? So, his loving mother, man, she was, I thought that was real nice of her. I was like, I would kill if I saw my mom do something like that, and which is one of the reasons why I damn sure didn't have her doing like that. She was willing to sell the house so she could pay for him to go to school, and she was just gonna get an apartment in the lower side of town with his sister and just live there in a one bedroom place. And I was just like, damn, that Jesus Christ. I was like, man, I was like, college, putting people in, taking their homes away.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I was like, damn, what a message there for the opening of this movie. I was like, so he goes to the attic because his dad was an inventor. That's what he did for a living. He worked on power plants and shit like that and stuff. I mean, damn near, speaking of Acme, this motherfucker has like an Acme basement and shit, just a bunch of fucking, even in the attic, there's a bunch of shit that's going on, and, he's looking for something that can help him get a scholarship, something that he can probably invent in the meantime so he can get him a bigger scholarship or something like that, which I'm just like, do more work to get into more work, that's awesome. this movie maybe, the opening of this movie had maybe had a second look, cause I was just like, Jesus Christ, man, I can only imagine, dude. Only fucking a man. That's why people take your time with college if you got to get into it. I mean, really. I'm telling you this right now. I mean, man, granted, I rushed the fuck out of it because I just didn't want to deal with it. But take your time because, obviously, it looks like it fucks people over more than it does help nowadays,
yeah,
at least.
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're a minority. and they find a camera, old camcorder. They're like, oh, we got a video camera. It's just like, damn, we got a video camera. It's funny because this is found footage and they're holding the digital camera. I'm just like, damn, so is it really that old to have a fucking video camera? And then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, it is actually P1. This dude's such a fucking genius. He caught it before I even fucking caught it. I was like, where the shot were you going? He caught it and he saw himself in the mirror at his seven-year-old birthday party and shit where he last saw his dad. And they're like, come on, he's telling his friends or whatever. He's got one Asian friend in here he's pretty much like, he's smart, but he ain't as smart as David is. I mean, that's played by Alan Amber. What the fuck is up with these last names, man? Sort of.
Evangelista?
Okay. He plays Adam Lee in here, and then, you know, the other friend, Quinn Goldberg, plays Sam Lerner. He's the dumbass of the group. But he's not the dumbass to where he's, why is he there, or he serves no purpose, or he fucks up everything, actually. He actually plays, I don't want to say an important role, but he actually helps out a lot more than you think, being the dumbass out of the group of smart people here and shit, which I thought was like, oh, that was nice to see. I'm glad he wasn't the one that like, oh, he tripped over some shit or he fucked up time contingency or something like that. He wasn't the one that did any of that. And we got Sophia Black D'Elia. Damn, this bitch last name, Jesus. Sophia Black D'Elia, who plays Jesse Pearson here. Man, that gave that bitch three last names and shit. Black D'Elia. You know when they heard that last name Black, they was like, we gotta add something else in there. I was like, that ain't gonna work right here. You know what I'm saying? She plays the hot chick in school that obviously David wants to hook up with, but they open up in this movie that this dude is, he's a nerd with some charisma, but he's a nerd that he just does not know how to talk to people. He's very socially awkward and shit like that. He gets nervous, doesn't know how to, but, there's a scene where Obviously, they find the time machine, and they're like, yo, your dad left something here. This is, like, the beginning of it, and I think he wanted us to build it. And what I thought about with this scene was it was really cool that they were showing the aspects of how to build the time machine. They were going back and forth. I think it took them, I think they even said in the movie it was, like, 2 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they got David's sister filming everything. And I thought it was real cool that they actually showed that. But, yeah, I'll get into that later. I guess I'll finish this now. They built a time machine. Next thing you know it, they go back in time to, you know, fix the wrongs and to rights. And then until an accident happened, the next you know, the time machine is all fucked up until David actually goes back in time and destroys the time machine. And then everything's set back to normal. The end. I fucking hate that ending, by the way. that whole, I thought the movie was slow as fuck in that opening. As far as when they were building the time machine. That shit went on way too longer than what it needed to be. And I the funny thing, I thought it was cool at first. I was like, all right, they're giving us all the details. And, but one thing it started to get into some Fifth Estate shit.
Oh, boy.
And what I mean by Fifth Estate is, they started talking about a lot of shit that I didn't know about. And a lot of shit I don't really care about. I remember I was saying, get to the fucking part where this machine is fixed now so we can just time travel now. I don't need to hear every fucking detail and basic. Like, you had a montage at the beginning. Continue with that montage. Well, not even a montage, but it was like quick cut scenes and shit like that. Just end it right there. Just say it's built and shit like that. Where this girl, Jessie, comes in, there's a party going across the street. And they hook up because they need a battery that doesn't die out and shit like that. So she has a hybrid car. And they hook up the jumper cables to her fucking car battery and shit because it just charges even after the battery goes out and shit like that, obviously. And what it does, it makes the time machine work and stuff like that. And Jessie, she's involved now. She's just like, you guys created a time. And she's like, yeah, so what if I'm the hot chick and it's a coincidence that my car was the one that, you know, got this going or whatever. But let's stop using it on inanimate objects and let's start using it on us. They go back in time. There's one, we even seen in the trailer where the sister, she's just like, I get bullied a lot. I get bullied by this one bitch at school or whatever. And I don't even know why she fucking does it. Which I remember in the trailer, I was just looking at it, I was like, oh, give me a fucking break or whatever and shit. But actually, it wasn't as bad when I watched this movie. I was just like, okay, well, if it's just that one bitch, then yeah, I can see it. It's not everybody else in the school. Cause I was thinking, like, I was like, how could this chick be getting bullied and shit? She's the hot. She's kind of stupid. Blonde girl is willing to have a lot of fun and shit like that. I'm like, I don't see how the fuck she's getting bullied. But it was just that one bitch that was doing it. And when she fucking dumped that soda on her and shit, I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, fuck that bitch. And then it was a one funny time travel scene where Quinn Goldberg, the dumbass in the group, this dude fell in high school. He was just like, what are all the problems we have in life right now, whatever. And he was just like, I'm fell in high school. I don't want to repeat 12th grade over. He's like, that's embarrassing for people like me. So he goes back, and they have to do, I guess their finals is like, they had to do like a presentation of it was almost like a presentational test. And the teacher asked you the questions and shit like that. And it was funny, because they went back in time like 6 times, because he kept fucking the answers up every time. And they were just like, he's like, dude, are you going to get this right this time? And he's just like, I got it, whatever. And then the teacher would ask a different question. He was just like, fuck, you didn't ask that last time, whatever. And he was just looking at him like, asked it last time. And he was just like, every time that they were time traveling, he'd go back in the classroom, he'd throw his bag at the teacher and be like, minerals, hydration, oxygen, or whatever shit. I know this shit. Bam, baby, whatever. And he was just like, so what is the percentage of all that then? He was just like, fuck. I thought that was funny. The beginning of the time travel stuff I thought was really cool. These motherfuckers winning the lottery and fucking that up too. That was, man, they were fucking up everything. Awesome. You know what was funny about it though? It's like, I was like, you know what? Even though these are teenagers and shit, all this shit is relatable.
Yeah, from what you've been saying, that sounds sounds about right.
Because
yeah.
You know what? I'd be damned if I'd be like, hey, Cody, let's go back to when I was in college now and let's get them straight A's going. And I guarantee I would fucking forget the answers you would tell me and be like, fuck, let's do it again, Cody. shit, fuck it, let's do it again. I'm going to be the smartest motherfucker to graduate from this goddamn thing one way or another and shit.
This is a found footage movie, correct?
Yeah, it is a found footage film. And you know what? That was one of my negative complaints about it.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to ask you, is it another one of those found footage movies like where they have like no reason to be holding the camera the entire goddamn time?
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is, actually, the holding the camera part in here actually worked more than it did not. And I think it goes back to what we've been saying is that horror shit. That horror shit doesn't work in there. And then, although this movie did have some creepy elements to it, the sister, she's filming everything, and they even tell her, hey, film everything we do with the time travel. We want to keep record of this and stuff like that. And there's even times when they want to all do something, they just set the camera down or something like that. I think there was one time where there was nobody around, and there was a camera floating around in the movie. But other than that, that portion of it didn't bother me. It was more so just the found footage in itself, the shaky cam and shit like that. It was getting on my goddamn nerve. I was like, I don't even know why this had to be found footage. Oh, wait, I do know why. It's cheap.
There you go.
And what's the studio that made this?
Project Bloom, right?
Yep, there you go. So don't nobody know cheaper than Blumhouse and Project... Platinum Dunes. Platinum Dunes and Blumhouse Productions. So ain't nobody know cheaper than them two studios where they don't make shit over $5 million. I was like sick of the fucking found footage shit, especially towards the end of the film where he travels back 10 years later, because it was only you can go back 3 weeks, then it was like, oh, we can go a month now, but then he had rigged it to where you can go 10 years, where they went back 10 years and they even changed the camera to where it wasn't even digital no more, it was straight up one of those VHS ones, and I was just like, they even showed it like the static lines, I was just like, okay, I understand what you did here, but I don't want to fucking see this shit. It's like, I don't need to see the point of view of what the camera looked like 10 years ago and shit. Like, fuck all that, man. Shit. Like, I don't know if movies know. We like realistic situations, not making it seem like the movie is realistic. I don't want to see that shit. That's why when they do these superhero films, oh, we're going to make it real. It's like, nigga, I know this shit ain't realistic. I don't want to see this shit. Shit, I don't want to see no fucking realistic superhero film. Shit. Oh, man. There's no Transformers going to be saying, we're going to make this realistic.
Exactly.
It's like, no, I don't want to see this shit. I'm surprised Michael Bay hasn't said that already with his studio doing most shit like that. But when they won the lottery and shit, they fucked up the last number because they were just like, we're going to make so much money. And the lady was just like, you only got 5 out of 6 right, though. I don't think you can do everything. They were just looking at him and was like, how the fuck you fucked up? And he's like, I thought you said 44. It's written right here, 49. He was just like, well, I heard 44 and shit like that. And I was just like, for some reason, I can see that being CJ. I was just like, for some reason, I was just like, you know, and that was one of the best things of the movies is that none of the characters were annoying. They all felt relatable. Even though they're all like playing seniors in high school and shit like that, they all felt like they were like realistic characters and shit. Everyone in here, I never once got annoyed with anyone. They wasn't being like obnoxious teens or anything like that. They were doing stuff that I could see all of us doing in our friend group and shit. Yeah. Especially fucking up the numbers, CJ. I'm sure that would be you.
Absolutely.
I'm almost 100% sure. And the dumbass Quinn Goldberg, man, He was a nobody and shit, and then he got all that money. That motherfucker went out to Maserati and bought, like, he was just like, I was thinking of, because they were just like, these are big boy cars. He was just like, he just, like, throw me the bag. Pot all that dumb money. He was just like, I was thinking either buying this or 17 Toyota Corollas. Which one you want? And he was just like, oh, okay. And then he pulls up with, like, food trucks and music concerts and shit to the school, and then everybody starts chanting his name. And he's like, okay, he's popular. Everybody got what they want and shit like that. And then I thought time traveling kind of slowed down when they went to Lollapalooza. I was like, all right, I don't need to see all this shit, whatever. Because basically what this is building up to is Sophia Black Diella's character, Jesse Pierce, and David Raskin. She's kind of got a thing for him. You can tell, even from the beginning, you can tell she's got a thing for him. But, you know, David's so socially awkward. He doesn't know how to approach her. They're having a good time, though. He did all this for her because she wanted to go to this concert. And I ain't gonna lie, at the beginning, the concert was badass, man. They had some Imagine Dragons playing. It was some badass bands. I was even into the music myself. When I was singing a lot. I was like, I'm waking up. I was like, the sister and the Asian dude kind of hooked up and shit. She was taking her shirt off and having a good time. I was like, damn, this look bad. It dragged on a little longer than it needed to go, though. The one cool aspect of that, though, is they all like told the teachers, like, oh, we're taking a bathroom break and shit. They were gone for 40 seconds in the real world. Time traveling, they were gone for a whole day.
Damn.
I was like, damn, dude, I need a time travel. Like, shit, I need a fucking time traveling motherfucker.
Damn, goddamn.
Jesus Christ. But there's a scene here, and this is where I think this is where the movie kind of just fucking pissed me. I think this is where it got bad now. Okay, so Sophia Black Diella, they're reading the time wall, or this wall that's saying, like, hey, before I die, I want to do this, or before I die. And, you know, her and David are having a scene. All their friends is like, I think David's going to finally make the move on her. He's finally going to say something to her. And there was the wall said, she read it off. She was like, oh, before I die, I want to fall in love. And obviously, it was like a scene set up to like where they should have kissed. He didn't know how to approach it, though. He didn't kiss her, and then she just stormed off kind of mad. And at first, I was just scratching my head like, okay, maybe she's just a little disappointed that it was like, you know, it seemed like a great moment right there. And, you know, I was like, all right, let's just go back to just being friends or whatever shit. No, she's pissed throughout the whole movie. I'm just like, okay. Movie, I was with you. I was even forgiving the found footage shit and stuff, which I wasn't liking and stuff like that. I was with you, but now you didn't add it into the story element here, and you didn't fuck with me now. You didn't add it this stupid fucking plot point, which, by the way, we fucking hate this. And by we, I mean everyone fucking hates this. There, like, he even knows he's fucked up. He's hitting himself across the head. He's just like, because they set up a rule. They set up rules as time travel. We don't time travel by ourselves. We don't go back and do anything without letting the other know and stuff like that. He's beating himself up. And you can just see it coming where he's like, yep, he's going to time travel by himself and shit. And he talks to Jesse here, and she's like, he's just like, hey, are you okay? You kind of haven't been hanging out with us or anything like that. And she's just like, I'm fine, I'll see you whenever and stuff like that, you know. And he's like, well, let me talk to you real quick. He's like, I thought we kind of had a moment here, and, you know, I kind of messed up because, you know, I think you're too good for me, and I didn't, you know, I was having a fun time with you, but, you know, I didn't think you were into me because, you know, you're that type of girl. And she's like, oh, I'm that type of girl, huh? Well, you know what? Whatever moment you thought we had, we don't have it. So just goodbye. And I was just like, okay. I was like, okay. He just explained to you that you were that type of girl that was better than him. So he didn't know how to, I mean, and the whole fucking movie is established. Even in the beginning when they first have a conversation, he doesn't know how to talk to you. He doesn't know how to approach you or anything like that shit. And she just blew this up into him. I was like, do we really have to get in some Twilight drama bullshit? I was like, yeah. I was having such a good time, man. I was just like, oh, man. Because at first I was just like, I don't get the critics. Why are they saying, like, the story plot gets a little weak or whatever? You know, it's fun here. But, you know, when it got there, I was just like, I fucking see it now. I was like, wow, this whole element here could have really fucking nosedived the whole movie. This was some Interstellar shit. It was some fucking Interstellar. It's like, you're going to be asking that question. Should I have walked out by the time they got to Lollapalooza? And be like, you know what? I had fun so far. Goodbye. Because when they got to that scene, man, I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then he makes a mistake going back in time to by himself to reenact that scene where he kisses her and everything's perfect, whatever, between him and her. Matter of fact, they even have sex the next day. He wakes up and was just like, did we just have sex? He was like, yeah, and you were great at it. When he was just like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, that's probably some shit I'd do too. Matter of fact, it reminded me of that movie About Time where when they had sex the first time, she was like, that was good. And he was just like, I can do better. And he went back in time. I was like, yeah, that's P1 right there. But everything else fucked up afterwards. There was an incident where the star, which I didn't even think was that big of a fucking deal. I was like, man, fuck that. Because apparently when him and the girl didn't hook up, the school won the state's state basketball game and shit like that. There was no injuries and shit. I was like, that ain't a big deal. Fuck that kid. Let him be injured then. Shit. You got your, like, why do you give a fuck that this? And then they started looking up online. It was like plane crash. There was fires that was destroying homes and shit like that. And they were like, everything happened like this right after Lollapalooza. But I don't remember any of this happened. What happened or whatever? And he was just like, we got to go back and fix it. And he was like, no, we can't go back and fix it because it's going to fuck up my ass I got right here. This fine piece of ass going on right now. We can't have that, man. And, you know, it was fucked up to see it because I was like, yeah, a smart character in here that was socially awkward. And you kind of fucking that all up right about now. I was like, yeah, it really got like, it got rushed and weak, really, at the that third act and that final ending, whatever and shit. And it was disappointing, too, because I was like, I was really having fun and enjoying it. It really took some elements of that time traveling from what I got out of the three from Chronicle. And they kind of fucked it all up with, I swear to God, every time you introduce a woman into a film, man, and I hate to say that, too, because I really do, but seems like if there's a woman in the film, 9 times out of 10, she's going to be hooking up with somebody. And if it doesn't work out, that's where the drama's going to come from. And it's going to be the weakest fucking drama you can see throughout the whole film. And I was like, you know what? If they just didn't add her in the fucking film, I wonder what I would got a better ending.
All right, yeah. It just seems like just forced drama, man.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, from what I just told you, man, come on now. I mean, whatever moment you thought we had, just forget about it now. It's just like, okay, if y'all just talked or whatever, I mean, and plus, you already know he's socially awkward or whatever, so if you just told him, it's just like, you know what, it's understandable, and just like, what? How about you make the fucking move, bitch? How about that? How about that? When he was talking, she should have just kissed him. How about that? Give him the comment. She's the popular girl in school, the hot chick. She knows he wants her, whatever. And she sets up some scene because all through all this time traveling shit, man, every time he time travels, he fucks up things worse and comes back or whatever. Like, everything just gets worse. I mean, the next time he came back, Adam Lee, the Asian friend, he ends up in the hospital. He's a vegetable and shit like that. He's just like, oh, fuck, I got to go back. The next scene, he goes back, he runs into the girl he's hitting on, Jesse Pierce. And he tells her, I fucked up. I went back in time to fix it. And this is where it even got even worse, too, with them two. I was just like, he was like, I went back in time to fix the where I didn't kiss you and I did kiss you. And she was just like, so you mean to tell me none of this is really real or nothing like that? Like, what we have in time is like, oh, oh my God. How is this not real? How is this not? She's like, you just kind of used me to, you know, to your advantage because you knew everything. And I was just like. And then she said some bullshit ass line that contradicts her whole argument, though. She was just like, how did you know I just didn't like you from the first day I saw you? And I was just like, okay. Okay, movie. Then why y'all having this argument?
Right.
Why y'all having this goddamn argument or whatever and shit? This is like some pre-date shit where it's just like, oh, if the man doesn't make the move, it doesn't mean anything then. It's not real or whatever. It's just like, okay, man. I don't know if you noticed filmmakers, and even women, too, because I got to come at women for this, because I know women that are like this, too. Not every goddamn man is confident, and I love that shit. It was like, I was sending you the signals. How the fuck we know what the signals are?
God damn it.
We are stupid. I can see it now. I see a dude. I knew a dude, too, one time that would make a move, and she would straight up call him creepy. Oh, why, dude, I wasn't giving you no signs. Like, what the fuck? It's like, all the signs are right here. It's like, no, there was no signs here at all. You seeing shit or whatever. It's like, ain't this a bitch? And then when you don't make the move, I guess he's just not that into me. We don't have anything going. It's like,
fucking pussy.
What? I mean, he didn't know what to do with all this or whatever and shit. I'm just like, oh my God, man, we set up in this movie. And then she sets that bullshit line. She's like, so you're so smart. You have the creation to make time traveling. But the one thing you do is do it so you can make sure things are right between us. You know what I would do if I was smart enough to make a time traveling device? I'd go back to where I'd meet you longer than how I knew you. I was just like, why are y'all arguing this? This makes no sense at all then. If you were in love with this dude, because they hugged and she says, I love you. And I was just like, okay, I'm lost now. I said, fuck this movie, man. I was kind of like, fuck this plot, dude. I was like, that was some straight up bullshit. Like, that really derailed the whole fucking movie.
Man, it's like, yeah, in a major way, man. Jesus Christ.
And the funny thing, in this scene, too, that I said everything gets fucked up. When she hugs him, she sees herself coming from that first day where they set up that time machine or whatever, and she just vanishes and shit. And David's freaking out or whatever. And then he goes back to his time period. And the next morning, the dumbass friend, Quinn Goldberg, he's there. He's just like, dude, did you fucking time travel by yourself? What's going on here? Whatever and stuff. Next thing you know, the cops are at his door. They got his whole SWAT team and shit like that. They're like, this chick's been missing for 2 weeks now. And she was last seen with you. He's running through the woods and stuff like that, trying to get some hydrogen to fuel the time machine so he can go back. He's like, I got to fucking destroy this machine, man. And his Quinn Goldberg's like, what? Nah, man. Everything we accomplished, man. He's like, I'm popular. People know me. We got money. So he's like, I got bank, bitch. he's like, no. He's like, all right, man. If you gotta do it, then I guess you gotta do. Fuck, man. Damn. See, you fucked it up for all of us now. So he goes back to the beginning, man, and destroys the time. I mean, he meets his dad and he tells him that, and they start talking or whatever. They have a nice little conversation, but then the movie fucking ends with him just destroying the time machine, and then it starts back from that first day back at school. I don't know if it was the first day back at school, but that day at school where he first talked to Jesse Pierce, and she's there. Everything's back to normal and shit, And he talks to her. He their first incident, he had her backpack, my mistake, and he went to go give it to her. And he was just like, I'm going to go give her her backpack, all confident and shit. And she was like, oh, he interrupted her speech before she can talk and shit. And then he just looked at her and said, this might sound strange, but me and you are going to change the world. It just ended. And I was like, man, fuck that ending. I was like, I was loving that dark tone it was going where he just couldn't fix it. I mean, there was even a scene where he was on a chalkboard just writing. He had that whole damn chalkboard. He was just, and he threw that shit. He was just like, nothing fucking works. I can't fix anything. Where he's like, I got to go back in time. And even that would have been cool if they would have just ended with him destroying the camera and shit. But then ended with that scene where it's just like, me and you going to change. I was just like, wow, that's it. I was like, man, this movie had so much fucking promise. And then it got there, and I was just like, damn, okay, that was... I mean, you could have even ended it, I mean, with a cliche ending. I would have still probably been acceptable. But I don't know, maybe it was just that whole love thing that they had thrown in here. Once again, another review with me and Cody for love.
All the time.
All the time. Man, people are going to be like, y'all trying to tell us something about you too?
That's suspicious before, but now.
Yeah, now, this ain't no coincidence now. Whatever shit. It's like. Next movie review, P1, you do it by yourself. It ain't got love in it. Yeah, you telling us something now. But, man, that really just derailed the whole fucking movie in me. I was like, yeah, that really took me out of these interesting characters, what was going on, the plot line, because that became the whole storyline itself. And what would have kept it going for me is if they would have kept that dark tone and saying, like, no matter what I do, everything's going to be fucked up. And if they would have just kept that and ended it with that, I probably would have even gave it a higher rating. As a matter of fact, it probably would have been on the cusp of maybe low C at high rented area. Because, like I said, every time they go back, his friend was incapacitated, vegetable state or whatever. His mom had lost his job, whatever. He was still going to lose the house at one point. The girl disappears. His girlfriend disappears for 2 weeks. Next scene, cops are chasing him and shit like that. Had it just kept amping up worse to that, I would have been like, yep, you know what? I like this movie a lot. Would have took that. But the bullshit that they took at the end, I was just like, whatever. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to give my final thoughts here, man. Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question. Were you interested in seeing this movie?
Somewhat a little bit.
You was looking for more positive reviews to go see it probably in theater?
Yeah.
You might enjoy it better at home, but I think when you get to that ending, or that middle half, or when they introduce that shit, you're just going to be like, yeah. Yeah, it's some bullshit.
Yeah, honestly, from what you tell me, like, how it ends up, like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah. And it was a shame, too, because, I had a high rating on my list going on. I was just like, yeah, this might be what was that Hercules movie? So I was like, you know what? Plot ain't all that new or anything like that. Everything here is we've seen before, but you know what? I'm having a good time here. This might end up on the low seed, high renting territory. And I was just watching, and the longer it went on, I was just like, man, y'all could, you know, and this movie is short too. And I was like, y'all could have cut a lot of shit out of here too, though, still at the same time. It was just seemed like they were just like panning out scenes going longer than what they need to be because they were just filler. And then when it got to the whole girlfriend thing, I was kind of done with the film. I was like, just wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. I thought the characters were all cool until that point. I love the time travel. They had a lot of fun. The characters were relatable at that point. You know, the funny thing, even though I'm talking shit, even that whole love shit, whatever, even that's kind of relatable in a way. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know how. But I've known chicks like this to do this to guys, friends of mine, and stuff like that, or whatever, pull some shit like this. It always goes back to this, like, goddamn, man, y'all just over-exaggerate shit to a T, whatever, if y'all just sat down and talk about something, whatever. And I'm not necessarily meaning this situation, but situation where, well, you didn't do this, so you must not love me or whatever and shit like that. Yeah, I'm sure you know women like that too, Cody. So, and what I mean relatable on that one, I think it's relatable for we know women like this, and I don't know where y'all get this mindset from. Motherfucker is there for you 24/7 just because he didn't do one thing your way. It's like, he don't love me. I was like, okay, Jesus Christ. I want to tell that brother, I want to time travel back to that brother and say, hey, you know what, bro? Your hand ain't that bad right about now because fuck that bitch. You lucky I ain't got time. I'm your mystical, magical Negro right now, and I'm here to tell you, nigga, fuck that bitch, nigga. Shit, hey, you know what? You had her. That was your confidence boost right now. You move on. Fuck that bitch, man. Shit, let her be gone for 2 weeks. Fuck it. I don't care. Shit. Yeah, man, this is gonna get a it get a high streaming. I'll give it a high. I'll be fair and give it a high. I really was enjoying that first half of it.
Okay.
Other than that, that ended and the rest of it, you can go to hell. I live for the day, Hollywood, we can get past this.
Yes, yeah, it's time to create our time machine and rewrite this fucking script.
Oh, hell yeah. I would make this shit go dark in a hard play. I mean, and I'm not saying that could have made it better. You could end it on a light note, too, whatever, but the way that was setting up, too, I was like, I easily could have ended this into a fucked up territory where it would have ended with him sitting on that table at the end of this film, like he was sitting on that table having a crazy ass smile on his face, like he the goddamn Joker or something at the end of this film. I'd have fucked his world up even more because I was like, it's on the cusp of doing it. Might as well keep on doing it. Leave it on that cliffhanger and saying, well, damn, did he didn't fix any of this shit? Yeah, you know, so leave it on that. Gets people talking about it. At this one, it's just like, okay, well.
That's what you do with it,
all right. Okay, well, hey, fuck you too, Michael Bay. All right. Oh, but Cody, after hearing this review now, what do you think we would do with time travel now? I'm going to ask you a question now after the review.
What would we do with time travel? I don't know. I'm still going with the alcohol, man.
Okay, yeah. I know what I would
do. Seems too obvious.
I know what I would do. I'd just fuck that bitch and leave her.
Disasters. None of this happened before. Things are spiraling out of control.
You didn't care that all of your friends could be hurt?
Jesse's missing and no one can find
David,
her.
David, it's me.